Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back once again. I'm your podcast host, Sharita Bray of Holistic Talk, and welcome to part three as we continue our discussion as I share something that I wrote in 2019 on Autism Spectrum Disorder Monograph. Yes, I wrote an Autism Spectrum Disorder Monograph that I will be sharing with you all that I've written. Please know that I always give references so that you all can do your own research. You know, because you got to do your own research. Don't take, you know, my word for it, but do your own research based on the references that I give. And once again, this podcast and all podcasts is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. So we're going to wrap up this discussion. We're going to talk about when to refer, integrated perspective of cause, specialized integrative analysis, and integrative support protocols. And we're going to wrap it up. So I thank you all for joining me on today. So when to refer, changes in behavior, abnormal social interaction, nonverbal communication are just a few things to observe and would be grounds for parents to refer to their children or children's doctor for testing to see if their child or children has autism spectrum disorder. Once this is done, then doctors will make a referral to a local child psychologist for further observation and evaluation. Integrative perspective of cause. Autism spectrum disorder is a very complex, characterized heterogeneity. Autism is a clinical manifestation of genetics. It's nearly 400 genes that could be involved, which makes up autism spectrum disorder. Autism spectrum disorder can also be compared to other developmental delay disorders, thus which, once again, welcome you all, makes it very complex disorder, according to the INSERM 2015. Researchers has a more modern approach, which is a combination of assessments, genetic analysis, analysis of the brain, which may help with improving autism spectrum disorder, according to INSERM 2015. Since autism is a developmental disorder which appears in childhood and children younger than 18 months, the disorder has shown to follow children into their adult life. The condition can alter the social interactions and communication skills, which present some major development behavior problems. There has been an increase of autism spectrum disorder in the United States. Studies, one in every 68 children, and in 2016, one in every 50 children has been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, according to the American Psychiatric Association 2013. There are also some environmental factors that also can be contributed to autism. Also, there may be social changes that can have an effect on the brain that can cause some of the symptoms that are presented in a child that has autism, according to the American Psychiatric Association 2013. Can autism be an underlying for another mental disorder that mimics autism in such a way that a child that has a diagnosis with autism really have a behavior problem due to some type of trauma that has taken place in their life? The brain is abnormal in size. Autism spectrum disorder affects the brain and the timing stages when it comes to neurons, which are the local connectivity in the brain. Thus, doing so, neurons are disturbed in early gestation, O'Brien 2013. These behaviors that are seen in children with autism spectrum disorder can be an impact on the body, which will lead to some symptoms of sickness and some emotional disturbance. O'Brien 2013. And once again, I thank you all for tuning into today's podcast. I'm your podcast host, Sherita Bright, Holistic Talk. Please note that this podcast and all podcasts are for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult your medical doctor first. And we're wrapping up. This is part three as I talk about the autism spectrum disorder monograph that I wrote in 2019 as a part of my master's class. And note that all podcasts that I've been coming on to, you know, since day one, I'm sharing different research and thesis papers and my master's cap papers that I've written throughout my master's degree program, graduate school, to help educate you all on holistic health, holistic medicine, holistic healing, and other complementary alternative modalities. And once again, this podcast and all podcasts is for educational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Specialized integrative analysis. Autism spectrum disorder is presented as a neurodevelopmental disorder that has some onset of social and communication impairments, as well as stereotypic movement, along with some associated behavior issues. Studies have shown that autism can be a genetic condition, thus the analysis are done to a degree of finding a genetic connection between other developmental syndromes. There are some researches that shows that there may be some possible evidence of abnormality that takes place at the state of metamorphosis, which is a manifesting dysmorphic abnormality of other known genetic syndromes that can represent developmental delays. Research have suggested integrative biomarkers during clinical trials such as EEG require specialized in neuropsychological biomarkers that will show an complete analysis of autism spectrum disorder. Turner, Baker, Witherspoon, 2015. Integrative support protocols. There are natural holistic approaches to help with autism spectrum disorder that can be effective and show some improvement in behavioral changes, communication, and interactive social approaches. These approaches and or protocols have shown to help with sleep, such as melatonin, music therapy, effective in social interaction, behavior, and communication skills. Despite more evidence is needed to be shown that these natural holistic approaches are effective in treatment versus conventional approaches. Other protocols could also be done in dietary changes. I've learned when my children was younger, the doctor would tell me not to give them anything that has red dye number 40, which was linked to behavior issues and concerns in children. Arnold Lufthaus and Hurt, 2012. There has been evidence of natural protocols of supplements that has omega-3 fatty acids and B6 vitamin that can help with the symptom of autism spectrum disorder. Levy, Heyman, 2008. Autism spectrum disorder protocols can consist of standardized combination of specialized educational programs and communication training, speech and language therapy. These approaches would include social support skills and modified behavioral interventions for both home and school. There's also occupational therapy, which will help touch on other difficulties and of the motor skills and sensory defects. Levy, Heyman, 2008. And this concludes part three as we discuss Autism Spectrum Disorder monograph that I written in 2019 for pathology and protocols for my complementary alternative course in my master and graduate school 2019. Please know that I always put references, so I will leave bukus of references so that you can do your own research and homework and look up different research papers pertaining to autism spectrum disorder. And you might know someone that has a child, a son or daughter that has autism spectrum disorder, or you may be a parent with a child with autism spectrum disorder and you want to read up on it, you want to get well educated. And I suggest all parents that have a child that has a mental health disorder to educate yourself on your child's mental health behavior disorder so that you can better help your child. You know, not just, you know, the counselors, therapists and doctors and, you know, everybody, but you as a parent has a part to play as well. So educate yourself on mental health and also educate yourself on complementary alternative health as well. That is if your doctor uses it. A lot of doctors today are adapting to alternative means and alternative modalities to use alongside conventional medication and conventional treatment. As we mentioned, CBT, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is also an alternative modality as well. So once again, I thank you all for tuning in. And you all have a blessed and wonderful day. And don't forget to go over the references as well that I give so that you can do your own research and own study on autism spectrum disorder. Peace, deuce, and namaste.